Get ready.
Nothing. Just chilling out, waiting for you. Seeing Skype crash.
And am I salty bald?
No comment.
Yeah, I know, right?
So where's this other guy supposed to come in? Like, whenever? I thought you were going to add somebody else on the call that you were telling me today.
I don't know. Let's see if he's even on.
Okay. John, do you still want to talk about, like, what our viewers might expect coming up in the next few months?
Yeah, sure. We were at the live-action Guyverse, right?
Yeah.
The one with Mark Hamill.
That's yeah. Not the main star.
I know, but...
Yeah, his acting after Star Wars, he didn't really play in a lot of major roles.
He didn't want to.
Yeah, he's not a bad actor in movies. Like, before he got on here, I was bringing up that he was in that Children of the Corn movie with Christy Alley and Christopher Reeve. As, like, he played, like, the pastor or something, and I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I think the main thing he did after Star Wars is that he was the Joker for a while.
Yes, definitely.
Now he's doing, like, voice acting work in, like, what, Motor City or something right now?
And he's he's also Skips in regular show.
That's right. Yeah, that guy's going to be voice acting for a while, so he's not going anywhere. I was going to bring up, like, I think after Guyver, I think by the time I get those Guyver episodes out, it pretty much might be, like, middle of December. Possibly.
Well, probably, what should yeah. What should we review for Christmas, you think?
Well, I'm going to be out of town for like 2 weeks after like the 12th.
Ah.
So like I'm just saying we should just take a break and take off. But we can come back with – like in January we're starting up with Guy next month. I think we should do that. February, we were talking about, we should talk about our first anime loves since it's February. It's, I guess we can either go that route or make it a Black History Month. Like we talk about with anime with black people in it.
That would be,
Afro Samurai.
Yeah. Or, the black dude in,
Black Dynamite.
Black Dynamite. Well, we just did it. We kind of did a review with, of that sort
yeah,
of,
with, we did
Daft a couple days ago.
Another idea for February, we could that's probably when we could do the Third Fist episode.
Yeah, I thought about that too.
Yeah.
Which is just, we're just going to be covering the third arc, so, we could do that. Why not? I guess I kind of like the idea of doing, like, our anime first loves, like, the anime we love, that we fell in love with, that got us into anime.
What about manga?
We could do manga too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to do manga, that's fine.
It could be both. I mean, it could be a mixture of both. So Anime Salt Lake starts in March on the 22nd and the 23rd. So we've got a Friday Saturday type convention, and it looks to be a pretty good one. To be honest, I've taken a look at the lineup. They're going to have Chris Rager, guy who does King Yama and Mr. Satan, and a couple other well known voices in Dragon Ball for the English version.
Mm-hmm.
Also going to have Brett TV there. Ooh, Twitch TV. He's supposed to be. I haven't met the guy personally, but from what I understand, he's pretty much like Char in Gundam, because he is a big Gundam fan, and he's got a big following on the West Coast as far as gamers are concerned.
Okay. And, what does he look like?
Huh? You know, not to sound racist, he looks part Asian.
Okay. I think, isn't he like on the main cover of the website or something?
No. No.
There was an Asian dude on the website. I didn't know if that was him or not.
You're talking about the ad, the Blipfert that's over there on the right-hand side of it?
Yeah. That,
yeah, that's him.
Okay.
I'm talking a lot about, like, James, you know, the guy looks like Batman.
Oh, okay.
No, James is definitely not Asian. Although I think he wish he could be.
Or he could be Thai or Filipino or something. I guess David's still trying to fix his issue.
No, I'm back now.
Okay, are you recording?
Yeah, it's been recording since you mentioned Anime Salt Lake.
Oh, okay.
Ah.
All right, well, Steve, this is your episode. You should tell us how amazing Anime Bonsai was until the Skype shuts down for some reason.
I know, right?
I don't know.
So,
lay it out.
All right. First day, awesome. I was amazed. I mean, we went, me and the whole family, we got up there early, checked on into the hotel, got settled in. Went down, got our badges, and the AV room needed a couple extra pair of hands. So I went ahead and lent.
Mm-hmm.
Worked on that, helped get both rooms set up, got the equipment in there, got most of the hookups done and all that. Got that squared away. Needed help over at the Anime Bonsai store. And I ended up folding like 450 different, you know, different types of shirts and stuff like that. And Adam, who runs the store, he's like, dude, you need to go ahead and, like, fill out your volunteer. I'm like, dude, I'm here just, you know, as volunteer. You know, I'm not here to volunteer. I'm here to volunteer. You know?
Oh, was he trying to get you on, like, on the staff as a volunteer?
I guess. I just did it because, you know, they needed help.
Yeah.
So that was the only reason why I did it was, you know, I saw somebody in need of help. And, mm-hmm. Well, you know, I mean, you know me. That's how I roll. And while I'm going ahead and folding this, you know, folding these shirts up with two other gals, one happened to be working. She was there because, one, she liked being there, but two, she needed hours, some type of volunteer thing for her internship, for her, you know, business marketing class, which was kind of cool.
Ah.
And she's pointing to me, you know, pointing behind me. I'm like, what? I turn over, I look around. There's Michael Solsadat and LB Bryant and Amanda Rush and Dan Miller. Just walking behind me, and just, whoa,
huh.
Hey, how are you? just, you know, small chit chat. They're heading on over to the panel area to go ahead and, you know, see where they were going to go ahead and be holding panels and such like that. Sort of that meet and greet, thing before the whole convention opened up. This was all pre-registration night.
Oh, okay.
So, went ahead, ran over to the registration room, went ahead, got more inventory, ran into Chris Patton. No, it wasn't Chris Patton on pre-registration. David Vincent. I ran into David Vincent on pre-registration night. Awesome guy too. Guy's great. Hoping to get him on the show. let's see here. Second day, well, the first official con day was great. A lot of cool panels going on. Got to check out some of the new anime that's coming out. Got to talk to LB for a short moment. Attended Micah's panel. Micah had one of his Q&A. It was his Q&A geek out roundtable is what he called it.
Okay.
And with him playing Soul in Soul Eater, one of the guys asked, "Hey, can you go ahead and do that, Evan and Soul scene from like episode 3?" And Mike was just like, I could see on his face, it's just like, oh my god, again. Because I mean, you know that he gets asked this like at least, I don't know, 25, 50 times at a con. Oh, do the scene, man. He's all like, oh, Black Star.
Oh.
It's just like, ah, oh, jeez. Really? Really, guys? I mean,
he'll never live that down as long as he voice acts.
I know, right? And I've actually got that on video footage. I've actually got video footage of that one.
Nice.
Afterwards, when it went and got pictures of everybody. I could never get a hold of Amanda, though. Amanda Rush is a sneaky... Well, I want to say she's sneaky. She's like ninja. She's just like, poof, gone. And you turn around, you go, Amanda? Where's... Oh. I mean, LB was cool. I mean, honestly... they're actually the perfect team. I mean, because, Amanda's there... Talk, panel, done, poof, gone. And there's LB. Hey, guys, what's going on? He'll joke and smoke with you, until the cows come home. He's a great guy. He loves talking with the fans. He does. He loves talking. I mean, and Amanda is a great journalist. I love both of their articles, but I just wish I could go ahead and get a sit-down session with Amanda for just, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes just to find out, how she got into the industry. And
so by sit-down session, you mean like hog-tired to a chair duct tape her to it because she might move real quick.
Well, no, it's like going ahead and like sewing a whole bunch of those like spider traps together and like kind of like laying it out and like disguising it, and then when she comes on in, aha, I've trapped you now. Now I have my interview.
You must do this in order to get the key to unlock the spider trap.
Exactly. Or at least go ahead and get the salt.
Okay.
I mean, you can only go ahead. Okay. I take the shoes off. Aha. Oh, no, I've got the socks on now. Oh, jeez. You can only wear so many pairs of socks. But, I even caught, I was able to go ahead and corner LB just outside of the hotel catching a cigarette. Actually, he does the Marlboro 75s. Or, yeah, 750s. I think that's what they're called. I don't know. They're the mid-range Marlboros, so...
I wouldn't know anything about that.
Yeah, I know. So. I told him I quit, and he's just like, yeah. And I'm all like, yeah, you're still young. He's like, yeah. Micah is awesome. We talked probably about, I'd say collectively, about maybe 12 minutes, maybe almost 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Off and on throughout the con. I'm hoping to get him on here as well. He's redoing his website entirely. I checked out his DA account. Great stuff. Let me see here. see if we can get his DA here. It's.
So did you run into like any interesting stories with fans or like run-ins with them that you must tell the tale?
No, surprisingly enough, not this time. It's weird. You know, I'm just like, wow, okay, sure.
What was some of the fan panels that were happening? Did they have like Homestuck, Italia, or My Little Pony there?
Oh, you really get into the Homestuck.
yeah, that was like when Daff was... there's
CG, there is VG, but a lot of CG. Speaking of, which I thought, you know, there's like lots and lots of CG just running all over the place. So it's like, wow.
Oh. That's a scary thought. No, like, we had Daft on the other night to talk about. He went to, like, an anime convention, I think, like, somewhere in New England or whatever. And he was just like, you know what the number one fan thing that's above My Little Pony and Italia? And I was the one that said Homestuck. He's like, yeah, what's up with that? Because it was just like Homestuck came out of, like, nowhere all of a sudden. And now everyone must have a panel about it.
Well, it's because it's just like with the bronies. It's
stupidly famous for some reason.
Yeah, it appeals. It appeals to that younger generation. It does. I mean, bottom line is it's an appeal. It's an appeal thing. So, it's okay for Micah's DA account. It's myoceaneyes.deviantart.com. That's myoceaneyes.deviantart.com. He's got some really nice artwork. Here, guys, take a look. I'm going to go ahead and take a look at that right there. I mean, this is stuff that I'm like, wow, impressive. You know, he's got skill. He's definitely got skill.
This isn't DeviantArt porn, is it?
No.
Okay.
Oh my!
I still have to ask. I know, but
no, we're not talking like Darker Eve or Cramorous.
I'm glad you know those people. I don't.
As I know, shameful plugs, right? And here's Micah's actual website too. He's actually redoing this too, right there. Looks like he's starting work on it too. It looks like, but he's in Black Butler, the second season for Black Butler. And video games, Cabela's Adventure Camp, and Centipede Infestation. Ooh. Aha! Of course, he's definitely infamous for being Soul Eater, as Soul Eater Evans. Also in Birdie the Mighty, Decode, as Senekawa.
He was in Ava 1.11.
Yup, that too.
And apparently he was in Initial D, which I have to figure out what role he did in Initial D.
This
just takes me straight to the freaking Funimation site.
What does?
I clicked on his like his voice, whatever he's been voiced in, and I was just like, oh, Initial D, and it just like took me to the site directly. I don't want to go to Funimation.
You don't want to do that. No, I mean a lot of his stuff is like right there on the right hand side.
Okay, I guess I didn't read all of it. I thought it was like one of those, like, you click on the name and it takes you straight to the area. I didn't know it took you all the way to freaking the website.
Yeah, it does, yeah. I mean, you have to take consideration. Who is his bread and butter? Funimation.
So, Funimation. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I could totally see why he's pimping them. I mean, it's his bread and butter, dude. And, it's a good company to work for, to be honest. And he's actually told a couple of very funny stories. One of which I will go ahead and hopefully get him to go ahead and reveal when, if and when he does go ahead and come on the show. He definitely has shown an interest for it. He's definitely, you know, wants to, you know, come on and say, hey, changing gears here. I got to go ahead and meet my favorite voice actor, Chris Patton. Chris Patton rocks. Okay. He was Daily Wong in Bubblegum Crisis 2040. That's
nice.
Yeah, that's you know, you gotta admit, I mean, you know, getting to meet the person, you know, that plays opposite, opposite, you know, your main favorite character from Bubblegum Crisis 2040, Leon McNichol.
Like, I didn't really, because I think you said that he's actually, like, Chris Patton is actually, like, what, gay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because I never,
significant partner, his significant other, his partner right now, his domestic partner right now is Mr. Richard Davis. Mr. Davis is actually a very nice person as well. Reason I want him on the show, and I want to bring him in with Chris on this, because he spent a number of years overseas teaching English in the Japanese educational system. And okay. I want to find out what it's like to go ahead and, you know, be in there, you know, in the mix, you know, in the Japanese educational system, being a educational gaijin.
Is this something that Amanda should be on to hear, since she's going to be over teaching English? I'm sure she's going to get your ass.
Yeah, I would want. I would go ahead and suggest having her in. Yes, I tried going ahead and getting that message to her, but for some odd reason, it just didn't go through. Also, Chris is also involved with the Galaxy Railways and Gantz. He was in Gantz.
Okay.
He was also Greed and Full Metal Alchemist. Love in both, actually, Brotherhood and the original one.
Okay.
He was the original in Brotherhood. He was the original first Greed. And of course, I can't go ahead and not go ahead and say Beck, Mongolian Chop Squad. Manabu Miyazawa.
Okay.
And, you know, I kicked myself. I actually kicked myself when I got here to the house. He was also Miyamoto, Yoshi. I can't even pronounce the name, dang it. He was Miyamoto. In Appleseed, Ex Machina.
Oh, the second Appleseed CGI movie.
Yes.
AKA Buarius' Bad Day.
Yeah.
Some people like to call it.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
I actually bought that like $4 at Blockbuster on Blu-ray, because I was just like, yeah, I guess I could own an Appleseed CG movie.
Yeah.
And then I bought it and watched it. I was just like, this is okay, I guess. I don't really remember much except for, like, the final battle is at, like, some big giant cube in the middle of the ocean that's, like, a Tetris block or something. Something ridiculous. And they go up there to attack it with power mechs or something. I don't know.
Yeah. But the thing was, I left my copy at home. I wanted him to sign that so bad, and I left it on the table. We were such a rush to get out of the house, and I'm just like, oh, damn, really? Really?
Well, the fact you got to talk to him and meet him, I think that accounts for something. So yeah. Don't beat yourself up too bad. I mean, that's kind of how I felt when I had my Tiffany Grant interview, which I was just like, you know, I got the interview and I should be really happy, and I am. But then luckily I caught her and she signed my stuff. So, in other words, I'm like, I had a better ending than you did.
And, you know, also, another one, well, two, actually, that I was really, I had really gotten into, and I hadn't even, I didn't even really know that he had done the English, you know, the English dub on this, was Welcome to the NHK as Tadashiro Sato, and in The Wallflower, Miori Ranmaru.
Okay.
And I was just, wow. Wow, you know, I just, you know, I wish I had gone ahead and, you know, tell you, I touched, you know, base with those, you know, with those particular characters, because the, you know, those, that's, you know, especially with Welcome to the NHK, I loved that series. It was great. I mean, you know, it dealt with, it was a slice of life series, you know, dealing with, you know, being a hikikomori. And some of the situations you get in, you know, it was just really, a really good series. But I actually got to go ahead and sit down with Chris Patton. Although I think the audio came out really, really bad, and it's being worked on right now. There's a lot of background noise. I've got this at a studio right now, being cleaned up, being worked on. So we should hopefully have an actual video episode coming up soon.
Okay.
For the Cybernauts, which will I think that'll be our first live, you know, actual video footage episode, wouldn't it?
Unless I got my Tiffany Grant out one before you do.
Well,
either or, there.
I don't mind. You know, either way.
Actually, I mean, I can put them out at the same time. Like, if you have your videos ready, I'll just put up my Tiffany Grant interview, and we'll have it like in one special. So,
okay,
I'll just do that. Yeah. So I'm not splitting it up.
And I did this on Saturday afternoon, and It was nice. Even mentioned you during the interview. So yeah.
What nice things did you say about me?
Oh no, I'm not gonna say. You'll have to see it. You'll just see it. I mean, I got you your autograph. I mean, I did do that after all, didn't I?
Okay.
Yeah. Dustin actually has a Chris Patton original autograph. Oh, and Steve Nunez, Worky actually signed it as well. Although I wasn't able to get David Vincent and Micah. I could and that was just because they were already in the middle of an autograph session. So.
Oh. I never got to tell you, like, when I talked to my convention report, the long line of the amount of people that wanted to get Vic Mignogna's autograph.
Vic, like, Mignon.
No. Is it just Vic Mignon?
Just call him Captain Kirk.
Just call him that guy. Well,
that guy is actually Raymond. Raymond's that guy over at Enemy Banzai.
Okay. Anyways, it's Vic.
The box, and it's like that guy from that show.
Well, anyways, like with Vic, like as soon as I had my Tiffany Grant interview, like there was like this huge line coming out of the business room, and. Like, it was pretty much, like, people have been sitting there for, like, a couple of hours, like, waiting to get their autograph. And, like, I got in line. He only had, like, an hour session, but I think he actually extended it out to try to get rid of the line. Like, I heard they were going to push it to Sunday.
Uh-huh.
But then I heard, like, but it was, like, after his time he was there, and I think they're just getting rid of the line. So, like, I guess that was probably something he wanted to do. But I was, like, in the back of the line, like, the very last person. I was there for 10 minutes. I'm just like, I could spend my time doing something else. I'm like, he doesn't have to sign this Megazone 2-3 DVD. So I'm just like, oh, whatever. But I guess I could have came back 2 hours. By the time we came, like, I think if I finally had a chance to, like, have him sign something, like, he would have been gone because I was eating at the time. But it wasn't that big of a deal. But I guess the next time that opportunity comes up, I'll have him sign my Megazone DVD. Because about the only thing I have that I would like him to sign, but yeah. Whatever.
We actually mentioned Vic a couple times.
What, in the interview?
Oh, no, not in the interview. Just, you know, off camera.
Oh, okay.
Off camera. He's a nice guy and everything. You know, they all kind of like hang out every once in a while, you know, when they're at conventions together. So, but yeah. I actually flubbed on a video recording on Saturday night. Saturday night was they were doing I don't know if it was autographs or what, but we had to go ahead and somebody's fog machine had gone ahead and pulled the fire alarm. It activated the fire alarm system. Yeah.
You mean just the smoke detector?
No, I mean the fire system. The whole, weet throughout the whole convention and the hotel and the bar and the restaurant. Yeah. And the dance is going on and everything, and everybody had to evacuate the building.
Oh, I thought people in the dance were like, man, this song's getting better now. There's sirens.
No. Well, first they thought it was just part of the light show.
I would have thought so, too. On that much acid, I would have tripped.
Well, when I got out, when I exited the building, I was actually in the con suite. Because volunteering and stuff like that, you get, like, certain privileges, I guess. And that was just really cool. I really appreciated the staff, going ahead and allowing someone like myself to be able to just go on into the con suite and, be able to partake. So, I like them. I've got to give props. I've got to give props to a job well done for what being able to do what they do and being able to pull off, such a great con this year. But I digress. Back to the fire alarm. So we exit the con room, the con suite from the back door, and we just kind of like mosey over. And of course, here's David Vincent, Micah, LB, Amanda, Daniel Miller, big head honcho, and Chris Allen. And I'm like, hey, here we are with the fire alarm and everything. And, here's all these people out here and stuff like that. But I'm like standing here next to, Micah and LB and Dave Patton. And I'm like, and in my head, I'm going like, you idiot, did you just hear what you just said? And Dave Vincent just kind of like double takes on me. What? What'd you call me? And I was just like, okay, I'm going to like, and in my head, I'm kind of like, okay, I'm slinking back on over to the anime room where I'm not going to go ahead and exit for the rest of the night now. Because I felt like a total complete ass for doing that.
You yelled at them or something and turn around and like, what did you say?
No. No, I was right there with them.
Okay.
I mean, I even think Worky and Chris kind of like looked at me from behind. I'm just like, oh my God, what have I done? I put myself on the spot. Shit.
Well, they won't forget who you are.
Oh, no. I honestly think that they, I do have Chris on my Facebook, and I've got Micah as well as Amanda and LB, and David. David actually did add me to, and Richard Davis, I tried to friend him, and he accepted my friend request today, as a matter of fact. So that actually made me happy because I felt like a complete and utter dick. Yes, I said the D word,
The internet can sue me. I don't give a fuck. Because on Sunday, where I got your interview, where I got your autograph from Steve and from Chris, there's this gentleman standing between them, and I'm just like, oh, okay. And, you know, I didn't notice the name tag at first. And, you know, I got Steve's and Chris's autograph and everything. I was talking to him, stuff like that. And, you know, I completely snubbed this guy. And I'm just thinking, like, after a while, I'm like, well, why didn't I talk to him? You know, I don't know. And then it dawned on me, oh, my fucking God. That was Richard Davis. That's Chris Patton's. And I'm going like, oh my God, I feel like such a shit heel. I did. I felt like a complete and utter.
You need to work on people skills, Steve. Like, you.
Like I said, you know, I only had glanced at the badge. I mean, it was like, it said guest on it and everything. And I'm just like going like, okay, you know, and I was like looking through, and I'm just like looking through the program guide that I had signed for you. And Dick's like, I'm not seeing this person's name. And then when I got back to the hotel and I went online, I'm like, okay, I'll just do this, you know, tap, 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 tap. It was a little research. I'm like, oh shit. Fuck.
Me.
my, I, you know, I mean, seriously, I mean, this is the total hangdog. I feel like such an asshole. I am such a fucking douche, and I've got to make this up to him somehow.
Because he probably doesn't realize it or remember it. He'd be like, okay, yeah. Or if he doesn't remember, just pretend it doesn't exist.
No. Apologized, and I asked for a friend request, and I messaged apologizing profusely because I did feel like such an idiot.
Oh, okay.
I felt really, really bad. You know, so it's you know, you know that feeling you get where you know you're really into a series. It's one of those really sad, touching moments. You know how you get like that little frog in your throat, that lump.
Oh,
yeah, I felt that bad.
Because I thought it was just like, ever felt bad for like saying stupid stuff to people? I'd have been like, I used to feel that way until I realized I do it all the time. That'd be my answer.
That's not a good thing to say, dude.
Well, I'm being honest. Like, maybe a third of what comes out of my mouth is something stupid. So, like, I've gotten so used to it.
Oh, wow.
It is a work in progress. It's like there's... It's like I say something stupid. Like, I've been through this situation about 1,000,000,000,000 times. I know how to handle it by now. And it works out. So,
yeah.
Yeah, don't beat yourself up too badly over that. I mean, like, he took your friend request. So, I mean, that means something.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And definitely when Chris comes on, he's coming on as well.
Okay.
Because I also think that we should have a segment on life in Japan.
I would like
and
to hear it.
Richard, yeah, and Richard's going to be, well, I mean, there's Amanda, but I mean, you know, I mean, these two can exchange notes and, you know, compare notes and stuff like that. So, because, I mean, Amanda's actually gotten her acceptance letter, hasn't she? To be able to.
Apparently she starts like in March. That's what she's been saying. So,
well,
yeah.
No anime Salt Lake for her.
Apparently not. I don't know when she's living in March. She just gave a month of March.
Yeah. That means they have to sell their vehicle, don't they?
They mentioned like how she's going to put it up or something, but then it was like she might as well just sell it because she's going to be over there for a few years or ever. Exactly. Who knows? Unless, like, and then, of course, I think the only time they might come back is, like, Dragon Con or something. Like, they have that one time of the year where they go on, like, 4 different vacations and hit up, like, major cons.
Yeah,
and Dragon Con was there, and I was like, oh, crap, they're there again, because I did not realize it was Dragon Con time. But I got no money again. Hooray for me.
Or they're, like, visiting Seattle. Oh, hey, wow, it's Sakura Con. Whoa, okay, cool. Oh, well, wait a minute, I had no money. Damn. I'll just overdraw on my bank account.
Take out a loan from the bank. I don't even have credit to begin with.
Wow. But overall, the con was awesome. I loved. Well, I mean, let's just put it this way. I love anime bonsai in general. I mean, I've always had a love for anime bonsai. I mean, this is a con that started where Anime Salt Lake is at now. It started at the Salt Lake Community College. Nice. And they migrated to the Red Lion downtown state of Salt Lake. And then for the past like 3 to 4 years, they've been at the Layton Davis County Convention Center / Hilton. And it has been an absolute, the people over there at the convention center are wonderful. They assist and they're happy about it. You know, they're not like, you know, oh well, yeah, it's a business thing, whatever, blah 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 blah, yada yada yada. They actually, you know, hey guys, do you need a hand? Is there anything that we can help assist with? Drinks, anything like that? While we're setting up and stuff, because I'd helped set up on Saturday morning, and this young lady. That was with the convention center staff themselves, you know, had, you know, offered to, you know, help, you know, and, you know, get cables and like water for us and stuff like that, you know, to, you know, help us out as we get set up, you know, set up for the weekend push. Because Saturday mornings are like the busiest days out of the 4 days, you know, for those that like pre-register and stuff. Yes, people, remember, pre-register for Bonsai. You'll definitely get perks out of it. Saturday is probably the heaviest day. They're still doing a head count, from what I understand. But if I was reading it right, they actually hit over 4K.
That's impressive.
4,000 people. And this is a small, for traditional running, this is a traditional 3-day convention. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And next year it will be the 18th of October, the 19th of October, and the 20th of October next year at the Davis County Layton Convention Center. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Tentatively, but it was a fun time. You know, I like volunteering just for the fact that I get experience out of it. Mm-hmm. You know, you learn things. You know that about the inner workings, what goes on behind the scenes, as far as conventions go. You can go, you know, anybody can go to a convention, pay their money, or you know, come in as press and be able to, you know, just partake of it. That's great. But what are you learning? You see what I mean?
Is this a rhetorical question?
Wow. You can't reach through this mic. You know that?
Calm down.
But honestly, here's one thing. You've seen 20th Century Boys, right?
I know of it.
Okay. I dressed up as Tomodachi, you know, as friend. You know, the whole suit, the hood, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew who I was.
At the convention?
Nobody. Yeah, I had one person take my picture. But for like the 2 hours I was on the floor, nobody knew who I was. Somebody actually had the gall to call me Slender Man. I'm like, I just go Slender Man? Slender Man. Oh, I ought to smack you for that. Slender Man.
If it's not in My Little Pony or Homestuck, they're not going to know the difference, Steve. I'm sorry to say that.
Yes.
I went as the only time I've ever cosplayed.
Yes.
Somewhat officially. Officially, uh-huh. For me, was when I went as Percy from Riding Bean. And nobody really knew. I don't think nobody knew who I was. And so then when people asked me, I'm like, I'm a reject from a Beastie Boys video. From the Sabotage music video. I grew it out of full Fu Manchu also. Nice. Which is what I'm currently working on right now. Because I'm going to Texas.
Yeah, that's funny. Because two of the girls and one of the guys in our marketing team at work today dressed up as the Beastie Boys in Sabotage.
Nice!
Yeah, and they pulled it off great. I'll show you the pictures afterwards. But back to Con.
What more do you got to say about it?
All I can say is anybody that listens to this particular podcast needs to come to this event. It's great. It's actually also very family oriented. This is a family friendly convention. I mean, anything if there's an 18 over panel, you actually need to go ahead and be ID'd and also get a band to be able to go ahead and attend those.
That's what Animazement does.
Yeah. Yeah. And Chris Patton had a one of those WTH in anime type panels.
Oh, kind of like what I do.
Uh-huh.
I'm realizing that a lot of, like, that's the easiest way to do a panel is, like, kind of like something like that, because it's like, oh, everyone's going for the shock factor. Like, you've got, there goes that pen piece. But, like, Daryl Surratt does, like, the worst anime deaths panel at, like, for Otakon or AWA or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm not the only person. It's like, we have a different name for it, but it's all the same formula. I want to get the pen. Here, why is it my pen in my trash? There we go. All right. So it's like, I'm pretty much doing something that like 10 other people would do across, you know, America and conventions, but I just have a different name for it. Unless this guy's like, oh man, my panel idea was so great, I got to copy it. But I highly doubt it because this guy probably doesn't know who I am. I'm not worried. I'm not too worried about it.
Nice. Let's see here.
But speaking of con stuff, like there's unbeknownst to me. I'll go ahead.
Here, check this out. Let me see here. Oh nope. I'm sorry. Sorry. Wrong.
Are you playing an audio through your microphone?
Yes, I was. I was going to. Ah, there we go. Here we go. Here we go, guys. Let's see here. This is Micah.
All right.
Micah, you can use. Of course, we're still going to be friends forever. Soul, Black Star. Soul, Black Star.
Oh, that was the panel.
Yeah, that was the clip I was able to actually catch on the cell phone. And it's just like, oh my god, oh wow, and it went on like that for about 5 more minutes. Like, talk about a bromance scene. You guys want to get a room? he was so awesome with it too, and I mean. Oh man, Michael, we love you. Oh man. Other than that, the next convention I'm hoping to go ahead and go to will be Anime Salt Lake, and hopefully getting maybe some time with Chris Rager.
I was going to ask, like, what did your family do at the convention?
The girls, well, the twins most, well, okay.
That you know of, whatever, what did they do?
Twins hit the game room most of the time.
Okay.
They were in the game room for most of the time. One of the twins, she actually went to, she went to like two or three panels, which I was surprised. I was like, wow, okay, cool. Went down over to the artist alley, was checking out some of the works and stuff like that. Went to the dealer's room. Almost got a job, I think, at one of the tables there. Almost. She wasn't 16, though. That's the thing.
What was the job for?
Just merchandise. Just selling.
Oh, okay.
Just selling. There are a couple of positions actually open over there. I was tempted myself.
Make a quick buck. But then again, it's like, if I can only make $90,000 a year doing this.
Oh, I know, right?
Yeah, I know.
Right, you know, go ahead and travel the United States on an expense account and be able to go ahead and get reimbursed on it. Yeah. Like that deal.
Living the life, yeah.
Show me the money. Where do I sign? Jeez. But other than that, I did pick up the entire. Here's something I wanted to go ahead and bring up. You know me. I'm a slice of life type of guy. As far as anime and manga goes, right?
Right.
Okay, I'm a big fan of Genshiken, aren't I?
You bring that title up quite a bit.
I do, don't I? Okay, well, I got the box set, all three DVDs and everything. Box set, $10 at the secondhand sale. So, but that wasn't the only thing I discovered. Here just recently, I thought Genshiken was done. Okay, it was in the bag. Here's the official fan guide. Yada yada yada. Blah blah blah. Collect all you want. Well, come to find out, last May, Genshiken has returned.
Okay,
Volume 10, Volume 11, are. Translated. They're scanlated. There is a scanlation to share that information right now. This is over at,
was that the thing you sent me a link on in Facebook?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
At stoptasmo.com. For Genshiken Nadami, and it picks up exactly where they left off, chapter 56 through chapter 80, and I am just balls to the walls beside myself. I'm just like going, wow. I mean, I've only read up until I think chapter 70 right now. So I still have a whole like 10 to 11 chapters to go through. But I'm loving it. Some of the new characters. You see some of the old characters, you know, from the series and such. But you see characters that have like a bit role in a full now. Like Susie Hopkins. Sue is in here. She's actually She's actually at CL University and part of the Genshiken Circle. So that's the only spoiler I'll give you. Okay? That's the only spoiler I'll give. And, if these are coming out in, these should be coming out, I would think, in a manga format. I want them. I want to be able to go ahead and put these in the family room up on the shelf where the rest of my Genshiken volumes are. I still haven't collected up all the Genshikens. I've got like 9, 8, and 7. And the official guys. But I will go ahead and have them completed.
Cool. I remember you mentioned some of the conventions coming up. Like for me, the only thing I apparently is that I know about that I would like to go to is NashiCon NashiCon is like they're throwing out a promotion on Facebook about like if you're registered for a panel, it's like a free admission.
Ooh, so dude, much, you should go. You can totally do it. Come on.
I know. I'm gonna do it, but I'm just like, man, that's so far out. It's like 6 months away.
And where's and I'm like, where's I still it, got, where is it at? I've heard of it, but where is it being held at?
Columbia, the same place that Banzai Con's at. Yeah, it's this is on my end of the spectrum, but
damn.
And then also like the Round Con I went to back in August, like the guy who runs that is making one. I think he's trying to run it like twice a year for some reason. Like I didn't know any of this.
Yeah, good luck on that one.
Yeah, and then on Facebook he's like, "Yeah, we have one coming up in February." And I'm like, "I did not know this because I did like he asked me if I wanted to run like an anime room, which I don't mind, but it's like if I go,
yeah, I mean,
who's decided to go to it?
I mean, who's sponsoring them? I mean, you know, they've got to have a sponsor for that.
I don't know, but like, I didn't know he was doing it twice a year, and I think some people have signed up for it, and that's like in February, which I'm like, I guess if I don't go to that, I can just go to the one in August, or if I go to that one, I'll miss out in August. It doesn't matter to me. yeah, I'm like, I need to plan out what I want to do for my panel at NashiCon, and they're saying that like it's pretty much the offers there until they're filled up with panels, but I don't know if they got a lot of offers on that yet. But it's so hard for me to figure that out because like I'm so busy with school, but it's just like once Christmas break comes up I can actually just sit down and make a list and do everything that I need.
Yeah. Honestly, bottom line, it comes down to finances and time.
Yeah.
I mean,
so I got to figure out if I'm going to have the finances to go to it, even though it's only an hour and a half away. So that'll be gas money. I know my brother's wanting to go, so like he won't have a problem with it.
Nice.
Ooh. But like for the panel, like I've got like I pretty much reuse the same clips, but I find new stuff all the time. So I think probably with the next one that I do, I will add like Angel Cop and Mad Bull and Violence Jack in it or something. Pick a scene out of one of those and just like focus on like the violent parts. So it'd be like a good mixture of like violence and sex ish stuff.
so some slight itchiness involved.
Oh, well, they mentioned that like one of their panels would be like PG-13. I'm like, well, if I did one, it's going to be 18+. And they're just like, well, let us know what you want to air. And I'm like, have you seen Wicked City? That's all I can really tell you. And like their answer on Facebook was like, that doesn't give me a lot. I'm like, well, you haven't seen Wicked City.
No, they haven't.
Yeah. I'm like, if I mentioned Wicked City, that ought to give them an indication like why it needs to be 18+.
Maybe you should check out some, Demon City Shinjuku on YouTube, or try to anyway. That stuff. I mean, compared to like the Overfiend, what's the Overfiend? Legend of the Overfiend, and Adventure Kid, which we really don't mention. I mean, Adventure Kid is just like blah. I mean, I was so disappointed with Adventure Kid. But, I mean, yeah, for the 18 and up panels and stuff like that, for the anime rooms and such, and any discussions, and if you're looking for, like, serious mythologies and stuff like that, yeah, check out Wicked City, Demon Beast City. There are a couple other ones as well.
There was a scene from Wrath of the Ninja that I wanted to use.
Ooh, good choice. Yeah, that's a good
That is a dumb movie, but man, that's got some good stuff in it.
Yeah, it's got a lot of good kung fu, slice them, dice them, tie it type action on it. Yeah.
Like that plot was dumb, though. Yeah, Wrath of the Ninja was something I was wanting to use. I have to go through my shelf or like go through my catalog and just see. I think I wrote down a general list of what I can think of like a year and a half ago or something. I got to find it again. But any excuse to show Angel Cop and Mad Bull, I'm down with that.
I still have yet to go ahead. I found Mad Bull.
I need to go ahead and watch that. I mean, Angel, Angel just beat me. I lost brain cells off of that.
Don't be bashing my Angel Cop.
Your that Angel is, Cop.
If I could turn anything into a religion to rival Scientology, it would be the Church of Angel Cop.
Oh, my word.
I could turn that into a religion, possibly. I have thought of the concept of that, of how much Angel Cop means to me. But then again, I would just turn it into the manga entertainment church.
There you go.
And I could each anime as like the books of the Bible or something. Yeah, like, and behold,
I should give you Michael's phone number. You just call him, Yeah, yeah. I'll just speak to the CEO of Manga Entertainment, please.
Dude, freaking!
I still have his business card. Contact in my binder. I still can't believe that. I mean, I just ran into him. We just talked for a little while. And this is bad. This was back a while ago. This is like, you know, when me and my wife got married. I'm just like, wow.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is like 17 years ago. And I'm just like going like, wow, you know, and he hands, you know, it was good talking to you. You too. You have a great time at the con. I'm like, you do the same. And he's like, here, have my card. And I looked at the card. I'm like, and just looked at him like, and he just smiled and just, you know, have fun. It's like, damn. Oh, man.
One day I will put out violence, Jack, and the world will know.
Well, this is also a few years later. I was going through my stuff. I found my day planner, my missing day planner, and I was like going through stuff, and I'm like, oh wow, yeah, that's right. You know, here's Phil Foglio and Mike from Manga Entertainment. And I decided to go ahead and check out what Mike's been doing lately over at their website. Well, come to find out that they'd also been with Sputnik 7. They had actually partnershiped with Sputnik 7. And at the time, I just got to start working to this one company, third party call center, was working for VoiceStream at the time, when VoiceStream was still popular, before the big giant shit stain just ran down its leg. And I got turned on to Sputnik, so I was actually able to watch anime at work online through Sputnik 7. And most of it, no, I think all of it was Manga Entertainment. I'm just like going, wow. Jeez.
That reminds me, there was a guy that, like, oh man, when I worked at my call center job, like, there was a section of people who worked for, like, BlackBerry.
Uh-huh.
And, like, one of the dudes that worked there was, like, because they worked for another boss, so, like, the site director couldn't, like, had no say in what they did. So, like, I would walk by, and he's got, like, a minimized screen of him watching, like, this the Namek Saga of DBZ on the computer screen. And, like, I just sit there and talk to him for a few minutes, and he's just like, yeah, like, who's your site director? Like, he was like, man, that stupid bitch was on my tail because I was watching Dragon Ball Z, but I'm like, you're not my boss. And she just walked off all pissed off, and I'm like, screw you. And he just went back to watching Dragon Ball Z. That's what he told me. And I'm just like, dude, if only I could watch anime as I'm talking to somebody about their bill, that would be the life, and no one could care less.
Yeah.
But apparently I'm not in that position. Though granted, I have used the internet before they like completely censored it.
You hate that.
Yeah, that I don't want to talk about that job. But, dude, I think we got enough here for a podcast.
We think so.
I think so.
Yeah, you know, just out of curiosity, about the Homestuck. So, have we heard from CG at all?
He doesn't know.
He doesn't even remember you.
Oh, that's right. The short-term memory shtick. That's right. Okay.
I think all the therapy sessions he went to was like they must have found a way to like block you out of his memory or something. I don't know.
You know, geez. I mean, but I mean, that takes a lot of voltage. You know that?
That's a lot of serious voltage. I mean, is he okay?
I don't think he ever was.
Yeah, he was never okay.
Well, hey, do your infamous impersonation of CG for us. For closing remarks, okay?
What would you like to ask him?
What would you like to him to summon?
Come back to the site. Sit in. Sit on a session.
I don't even know who you are. You get out of my house.
But just drink
or
your
I
beer.
Make you get out.
But just drink your beer. I ate all your pizza.
Pizza. Pizza. Pizza.
I come to your restaurant. I eat all your food. I drink all your beer. I scare your customer. You go home now.
And now Steve has changed his race entirely.
I don't find that racist at all.
Well, none of us are Asian here, so it's fine.
Yeah, it's okay to make fun of them, even though they make fun of everybody else unintentionally.
Go, Jackie!
Well, I gotta say, I think your podcast is shorter than my review, so you got me there.
Sweet. Nice.
We should probably end that. I don't really have a final remark.
My final remark is, Kaya! Jackie! Thunderhead!
I don't have one. Sorry.
I don't have one. Do you want to borrow one of mine?
Okay, sure.
I don't have one. I'm all out.
Oh, bummer. Okay, know, CG, right? It's up to you.
CG, save us!
I don't think CG one has one either.
Hey, John, for Anime Salt Lake, you want to come?
When is this one?
It's on March 22nd, 23rd. It's a Friday, Saturday.
Maybe. I don't know if when my spring break is for next semester, but it might be sometime around then.
Okay, cool. Right on. I would definitely love to have another one of the podcast crew in person at this con. I think it would be very cool.
Yeah.
And you being the nearest. I mean, hell, you're only like...
I don't think we have anyone else that's outside of half of the country.
Yeah, you're it.
You gotta represent, John. Yep. You can't back out now.
450 miles away from me. So it's not too far.
There's no excuse.
It's like 4, maybe 5 hours of driving.
What? Dude, that'd be like a 7-hour drive, maybe.
Well,
like, it is like maybe 200 miles for me to get to Raleigh. A little bit over than that, and that's like 5.5 hours.
For me to leave right here, right now, and go to my house in go to my former house in San Diego, you know how long it takes me?
I don't know.
10 hours and about roughly 15 minutes, 20 if I'm doing the speed limit in California.
I thought there was no speed limits out there where you guys live.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. There are.
Wait, isn't there a part of, like, West Texas that they made, like, 85 as a speed limit that I heard recently?
Yeah, they did.
It's like a 40-mile stretch where people can go 85, which in their case, they're going to do, like, 120 and die. My car can't even get up to 80. Like, if it does, it just shakes, like, violently.
Really?
And I'm like, all right, I'll get you down to 70. I don't really have a freeway next to me.
My phone says it's a 12-hour drive to Salt Lake.
What?
The last time I went up there, I stopped in Moab on the way there, so I kind of went like out of the way. But mission complete.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Cybernauts Cast. Do you want more of what we got? If so, check us out over at our website at cybernautscast.wordpress.com If you wish to leave us an email on, well, anything, then shoot one over at cybernautscast@gmail.com. Check us out on iTunes and leave a review, why don't you? We'll see you next week, same Cybernauts time, same Cybernauts channel.
This is the highlight of the internet generation. This is an anthem for the anime convention.
If we feel real cool, then we think we're cool, then we look real cool, cause we are real cool. If we wanna cosplay, we should just cosplay. I don't watch anime, but I'm gonna do it anyway.
This is the highlight of the internet generation.
This is kind of like our inside joke now.
I've started it up again, the recording.
Oh, boy. So,
I don't know if we even need to review this, do we? I mean, we can just tell Steve we did. It doesn't...
Yeah, and then he's going to be like, where's the audio? I'm like, that's funny you should mention that, Steve.
Well, I guess I at least want to know the ending. Let's briefly sum up what happened in the first chapter, and then we can...
All right. Basically, the first chapter starts with this guy named whose nickname is Picasso, and this other girl, this girl. I mean, I should mention, though, about this series, all the characters look like women, every one of them. They all have these, like... The way that the artist draws lips, they all look like they have lipstick on.
This really is our version of Five Star Stories. Because I remember there was a character that looked like a woman in that.
Oh, yeah, because, like, yeah, Gladius Soap was the female guy dude in that anime.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind tackling it again, but it's like, I don't think we should. I don't know, I just don't feel like it.
Yeah. I don't want to rewatch that.
I mean, we've forgotten so much about it in the past year and a half.
Yeah, we definitely couldn't talk about it now. Anyway, go on. They look
all
like
right,
women.
So Picasso, as he's called, I don't remember his actual name, but him and this girl have this club where they just sit by the riverside and they, like, talk about their feelings or something. I don't know. Well, or more like she talks about her feelings and then he draws stuff. And then out of nowhere, this helicopter crashes into them and cuts her to ribbons. He somehow survives the crash, which is with no real injuries, except he has this gash on his arm that's like rotting flesh that only he can see. Before she died, she gave him this envelope that had, like, her true feelings and that he could look at it at a later time. He goes to reach for that, and he picks up... She's turned into a little fairy thing that only he can see. She's turned into, like, a little angel, and she guides him through, like, he has to now help people solve their problems in order to cure his rotting flesh. And
so she's the Botan in this Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yeah, but it's
Botan with cancer.
Basically, because I mean, she even kind of has the same personality in a way.
Wow.
So his task to help people is to, he sees their aura, like he if he sees someone who's in trouble, he sees their aura, and he takes out a notepad and sketches out this thing that's their inner, like, inner soul. And so he goes, he follows them around, helps them. Well, he sees what's wrong, and then when the time's right, he gets sucked into the drawing, and he enters their psyche, and he helps them from the inside there.
This sounds like the music video Take On Me by A-ha, because like it has a girl jumping into a comic book or something. That's a good music video. Go ahead.
All right. So as he goes along in the whole series, he helps some people. Some of them do like join up with him. Some of them become his friends, like this one guy he helps reconnect with his father, and this other girl, he helps her get over fear of carrots. She gets a crush on him. And then eventually by the end of the series, he ends up drawing this really detailed drawing of a bunch of clock gears, and he has no idea who this is, because he didn't see anyone else's aura. And then he gets sucked into the painting, and he disappears for several days. No one can find him. And eventually, there's a whole group of everyone that he's ever helped band together, and they try to find him. And they find him, his body by the riverside where the crash happened. And he's not waking up. So they figure out that, before this, though, he revealed to the first guy that he helped about his whole rotting problem, and he gets really fucking pissed off at this guy for Picasso entering his mind without his permission, even though Picasso stopped him from pushing an innocent man in front of a train. So he's not waking up, and so they figure out that he must have entered his own psyche, and inside his mind he keeps reliving the crash and the moments following that where he woke up and saw his friend's dead body. And his friend, he doesn't know what to do, and then suddenly his friend as the angel appears, and she's basically like, Dude, you've helped all these people. They're your friends. I was your friend, but I'm dead. Get the fuck over it. You have friends now. Go to them. I don't want to have to deal with your sorry ass anymore. And he's crying, and he's like, and then she's just like, fuck you, get out of here. And then he reaches into his pocket where the letter was, and he sees that the letter really had like her own feelings for him. Well, his friend's feelings for him, and basically it's like it turns out that, yeah, she just wants him to move on with his life and not dwell on the past. And so he moves on from his old friend and gets a whole new friend, bunch of new friends, and they form a new Riverside gang, and he's the club president and everything. And that's basically how it ends. It's not really. In my opinion, you don't really have to read it.
This is why I don't like to read, random Shonen Jump series, because a lot of them are very derivative. Like, this sounds like kind of a combination of early Yu Yu Hakusho and early Yu-Gi-Oh!, where it's very episodic and the value of friendship and a lot of little
generic stuff. Yeah, that's basically the message, the power of friendship.
Yeah.
It sounds too emo for me.
Yeah, a lot of it is. Well, the main character is basically an emo artist.
I draw the depths of my soul. It's an anguish.
I listen
to Killswitch Engage, and
this reminds me of when you told Tony he needs to become a painter. Do you remember this?
Oh, no, but when I say painter, I mean like construction painter, not like an actual artist painter.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because I've explained that where...
Yeah, you did.
I think I've talked about this in like maybe one of our other like past podcasts. I don't think it was on this one, but our last one, where he basically told me he should become a construction painter. So then, because he has like mental issues, like wait, painters have mental issues because they pretty much drink, do drugs, and inhale paint fumes all day.
Yeah, I can't imagine inhaling paint fumes is very good for you.
It's not. I don't know. I worked construction for a couple years. That was like my first job, and those painters were crazy.
Well, we got an 8-minute review of Kinkaku Picasso, and
Well, technically speaking, like a 20-minute ghost review.
Yeah, that too.
Yes,
it goes along with the ghosts and the plot.
Because.
It's a wonderful view of it. Okay.
I guess if we have to fill time, we could like tell our viewers what we're planning and what they can look forward to.
Yeah, well, I mean, we can put this like after. I mean, I was going to plan on putting this like after Steve's convention review, so this will come like after that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make this its own episode because it'd be like 20 minutes long. Yeah, and because that'd be going against our code of conduct of like every episode must be an hour and a half long for some unknown reason.
Yeah, used to be we were trying to be under an hour, but we don't care anymore, even though we're
back to radio. Yeah, we just kind of, our ramblings add up to about an hour and a half worth of content, roughly, give or take. Because we have so much to say to you people.
Anyway, we're planning to do Golgo 13 Queen Bee probably the week after this, although who knows when this comes out.
Yeah.
Probably sometime in November you'll get Golgo 13. We're also going to do Guyver, the original. Is it a movie or an OVA or
the first way thing? It's? I guess it's like an OVA motion, not really motion picture, but like it's under an hour, so it's an OVA, but it's like out of control. Yeah, and it just sums up like the first four mangas of the series, and then we got to talk about those live action movies.
Yeah,
'cause I am stoked. I don't care how bad they are. I just know that David Hayter's in the second one.
Mark Hamill's
in the first.
Yeah. Even though Mark Hamill's like a cop, and I don't know if he turns into the Guyver. I don't know. We'll have to find out.
I don't think he is the Guyver, but they promoted him as like the main guy in it because he's the main star.
And he's like a very minor secondary character because I guess they're like, oh, Mark Hamill, he'll sell anything if we put his name on it.
I think that's why a lot of people hate that movie, is because it's not like Luke Skywalker becomes the Guyver, you know?
It's Luke Skywalker does nothing.
Yeah.
It was like what was in Children of the Corn, he was a pastor or whatever, which his role was really good. He acted very well in that, as they try to kill like the children in the town or something. It's got Christopher Reeve in it too, and like that lady that was in freaking Cheers and... the Look Who's Talking movie. Christy Alley. She's in that.
Heard me say my salty balls.
Oh, I did
hear that.
I did hear it.